From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The United States says the common external tariff will have to go before CARICOM can become a part of the Enterprise of the Americas initiative. Pan Am is confident its Caribbean routes will survive the airline's liquidation, and St. Vincent establishes a national council in defense of law and order in an effort to oust the island's police commissioner. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States Trade Representative Carla Hill and CARICOM Secretary General Roderick Rainford today signed the framework agreement establishing a U.S.-Caribbean Trade and Investment Council. This is viewed as the first step on what will be a very long road to the Caribbean eventually becoming a part of the proposed Enterprise of the Americas initiative. Moments ago, I spoke with Ambassador Miles Frechette, the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Latin American Affairs. I asked him if CARICOM's common external tariff wouldn't have to be abandoned once the Caribbean is ready to join the EAI.